Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to something quite extraordinary? It's the Breakfast with Tiffany Show podcast. And now, it is with great pleasure that I introduce you to your host, Tiffany Rosdell.
Do you receive a judgmental look from people because you're doing it on your own where supposedly it should be celebrated by two people? Do you experience that?
That's a great question. Thank you for bringing that question up. Like, again, like I was telling earlier in Japan, they don't judge you, whatever you do.
Oh.
Here, I've seen actually people going on cinema by themselves. I've seen people going to dinners by themselves. Even it's not like Christmas Day or, you know, Valentine's Day or special occasions. It's like a normal thing that you go on your own, like here. So I don't feel like, oh, people will judge me. People will look at me differently if I go out on my own on a Valentine's Day or on a Christmas Day.
Because the Valentine's Day is not really celebrated by a couple there, right? It's like more of the girl's opportunity to give something to the guy. Okay, now I understand.
But still, on a Valentine's Day, you see a lot of people go out on a date. You see people like going
couples.
For dinner. Yeah, couples, yeah. You see a lot of them like going out for dinner.
Okay. So
all the restaurants are booked. A lot of the motels are fully booked because during
time
too. So they celebrate it, but also it's just like the tradition that they have here that you have to give presents during Valentine's Day to males.
Got it. Like, if you have a dream celebration of Valentine's Day, like, what would that be? Even if you're going to celebrate it and then outside the earth.
By the earth? Where, in the universe?
Yes. Like, what's your greatest or even unrealistic dream of celebrating Valentine's Day?
Of course, we all have that, Maki, like, to be with someone who will spend time or spend quality time, especially if it's a romantic partner, right? Like, I, of course, I do have that too. And if I will have a dream, I think that will be like, I actually wrote it down on my journal that one day I will have someone that I will go to an island somewhere where it's nighttime and I would see a full moon, like I'm with that partner, enjoying by the beach shore, staring at that full moon, reflecting on the water, and then you're just spending it that quality time with someone that appreciates you and loves you, and also the one that I also appreciate and love. Not just, of course, romantically, but just sharing that moment, a special moment that it's possible if we really want that kind of dream or to be with someone
yes.
in the future. It is possible. It's just like
yes.
you have to believe on it. So that's probably my dream if I am going to have a special, you know, celebration. What about you?
I don't know. It could be realistic, but so far it's a little bit ambitious. So I don't want to celebrate it just in one day, like Valentine's Day, but I want to experience, like in the movies, where I am being picked up by a car and then I'm wearing a fancy dress and then he's going to surprise me and going to watch opera And then after that, a fancy dinner, and then probably being picked up by the helicopter, and then tour around the city and watch fireworks and stuff like this. It's really those things that I watch in the movies, or movies and series like Sex and the City, like those romantic scenes. Yeah, those things. I want it.
I would tell you, Mackie, that will definitely happen. And if you really want it, it will happen. I'm going to tell you why, because when I went to New York, there was just someone that I, you know, see every now and then, that he actually took me to an opera. We were wearing a fancy dress. God. And before that, he even took me to the best restaurant in New York. And then we went to the opera. And then after the opera, he told me we were supposed to have a helicopter tour. See, like all this.
Oh my God.
We were supposed to have those helicopter tour, but because for some reason the weather wasn't good, so it was canceled. So we weren't able to do that. But he told me after that opera, like we were supposed to go to the helicopter tour around New York, but it didn't happen because of the weather. But that's part of it. And I'm like, you didn't have to do that. But like those things that you mentioned, like surprises and the opera, like it will happen, Mackie, if you want to. And just believe
it will. It will surely. I believe it will. I know it's a little bit too ambitious for now, but
It's not too ambitious.
I
don't think it was ambitious.
I'm going to manifest it. Like, okay. Like, I deserve it.
Yes. Yes. No, I think it's not about like, you know, you're doing that every time. It's about the appreciation to that experience. And that's what I felt. Because being in an opera, Mackie, in New York, that night that he took me, it was the first night of the opera release of this new show. And there's so many celebrities. They're all like wearing fancy clothes, like the dresses, the gowns, everything. I was just like looking around. But I wore a kimono, which is, I wanted to represent Japan. So I wore a proper kimono.
A fancy.
Yes. Yeah. Very fancy. And he also appreciate that, because I really made an effort. What I really learned from that experience is like immersing yourself and thinking that you really deserve that moment. And I thought like, this is a night I will never forget, because I was immersed and I was able to spend it to the person that I really appreciate and I really care about. And you know, like you wanted to connect more.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was beautiful. It was an unforgettable moment. Even though there wasn't a helicopter, I even told him like, I didn't even have to do the helicopter. It was already a perfect night for me.
That kind of story is not even the whole thing yet. I want to even end it the night with having... Have you seen Breakfast with Tiffany? I'm pretty sure you have seen Breakfast with Tiffany movie.
Of course, yes.
So that's how I want to end my Valentine's Day. I want to share the croissant and just watch somewhere else. Like while I am still wearing the fancy dress and while he is still wearing the fancy dress, I want to eat croissant and coffee somewhere in the street in Europe or probably anywhere, where it could also be in Pasig. Pasig is now being renovated. But the croissant is not really a thing in the Philippines. So probably we'll be eating pandesal along Pasig.
I love that. Oh, by the way, Mackie, I did a video of that. I'm not sure if you saw that one. I'm going to insert it on the link on this episode of our Tea Time Tuesdays, where I did that Breakfast at Tiffany where Audrey Hepburn went to that, like the last scene that she went out of the cab.
Yes!
And then she went to the Tiffany store and then she was eating that croissant. I made a video, like the same video of that, to promote my YouTube channel. So I'll share you that later. It was. We can do that for you. If that didn't have to happen, like we'll do that for you.
I will. If I have the chance to go to New York, I'll definitely will. I find that identical dress or similar dress in a thrift store and get a croissant while watching Tiffany. I will definitely do that.
Definitely. Now that we're doing this show together, we should definitely do it. But why don't we do a promotion video for our Tea Time Tuesdays together? Doing that. There's so much ideas. I love it. But anyway,
yes.
going back to the topic of the dating, the reason why we're actually doing this live streams on our Instagrams is because we're doing an event on March 31st on the Trans Day of Visibility, that we're going to have a safe space, a Zoom meeting, like session with the trans women that will join us to have the safe space to talk about the challenges that they have, the difficulties that they have when it comes to dating. And I think it's really about time to have that space where we can all share our experiences. And like during that live that we did, I never even thought about this one person sharing their experience, and it didn't even came out to our brainstorming with Paulie that happened. So I am just looking forward to hearing more stories from other trans women based from their experiences.
That is true. And it will be our third live next month, and there will be more questions that will be answered with your help and with the help of Paulie as well. Getting different point of views from different trans women, it's helpful. It's actually one way of us trying to normalize these types of conversations, because we have a lot, or we have watched talk shows, we have heard a lot of podcasts talking about trans women and men who are attracted to trans women. We probably also have seen a lot of trans women talking about their dating experiences, but never ever it has been, there is no show where a lot of trans women or three trans women combine their point of views when it comes to dating. It has never been talked about it publicly. And these are 10 common questions that trans women ask about dating. It's important that we highlight that we are doing this to normalize these types of conversations, because it's about time.
I mean, yes.
There's a lot of trans women, right?
I agree. It's not just that. And also to let other people know what our experiences are. Because I think, I mean, I'm very open to like my friends, like, you know, even though they're not trans, to share my experience. But I think a lot of us trans women, we don't even have that opportunity to share to other people what we go through when it comes to dating. So I think if we don't share these experiences and stories, how can they even understand what we want? How can they even understand, especially men, or maybe women? If you're not into men, I mean, if you're into women, like there are transgender women, which is women too. So how can they even know if we don't start talking about these experiences and stories, or what we really want in our relationships? So like what you said, Mackie, it's about time to like really normalize these conversations. And again, I'm looking forward to having all these topics on that day. I think what I was planning also is after that session that we're doing for, because it's going to be like a Zoom safe space on trans women, but I think we can do a live stream on that day, because that's the transgender day of visibility that day. We can live stream on that day and then share them what we came up during that session. Because that's the day we have to be visible. That's a transgender day.
Yes, that is true. I'm also looking forward to it, because we may be doing it in a private Zoom call, like the 31st event. And we're doing it privately because we wanted to create a safe space. Not everyone is comfortable sharing it publicly. So creating that room for trans women, and trans women are all welcome, creating that room would make them feel safe and comfortable in sharing their experiences as well. So the fact that there is that event open to trans women is a manifestation that trans women are more and more becoming vocal when it comes to issues that we encounter in finding our life partner. It's just timely that we're doing it for Transgender Day visibility. And it's also timely that we are talking about love and dating on the month of February for Tea Time Tuesday, celebrating our experiences. And I cannot wait. So just a quick recap, the Instagram Live that we were talking about, every Instagram Live, we are going to answer two questions. So the next set two lives that we will be doing, we'll be answering four questions, and I cannot wait to tackle them next one.
Yes, and also I just wanted to say how I'm grateful for you, Mackie, for letting us use the platform of My Transgender Date app in order for this event to happen. Because without My Transgender Date, we would not be able to like spread this conversation. So thank you for letting us use the My Transgender Date app in order for us to normalize these conversations.
Well, it is my pleasure, and thank you for giving your time and your inputs, and at the same time, your effort, your intelligence, your experiences about this, because it doesn't only talk about the dating itself. It also talks about self-growth. It also talks about wellness of one's person in order to be in a healthy relationship. So your expertise really helps us also. So it's my pleasure, and thank you also for your time. And I'm just so happy that we're doing the monthly tea time.
Yes.
However, for this specific tea time, I am just so happy that it's the month of love, and we get the chance to remind everybody that month of love and Valentine's Day shouldn't be limited only in celebrating with your romantic relationships.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. And also, a reminder to everyone, it's not just about this particular month. It should supposed to be celebrated every day. You can do it every day.
Yes.
For me, I celebrate by showing myself love, by having the first day when I wake up, like I really save that morning to myself. And that's daily, and that's every day. So that already means like I prioritize myself more than everything, more than anything. And that's how important it is to love and take care of ourselves. I'm sure everyone heard about it, that if you cannot take care even of yourself, how can you even take care of other people or other responsibilities?
Yes.
So make your cup full before you serve others.
It is true. I think this past few years has been years of manifestations. It has been years of self-reflection. So for this month of love, I think it's really timely and relevant as well, and also imperative, I would say, to manifest the things that you deserve, so that whoever you are in a relationship with, they will understand what you deserve, and they will also learn what to give, what's best for you. And if you learn how to know what's best for you, you will also understand how to find the things that's best for your partner or for the people around you. Let's take advantage of the years of manifestations of doing things for ourselves and for others.
I love that, Maki. So if I'm going to ask, so how do you manifest it? So what do you do to manifest?
That's a very good question, because staying at my mom's house is really difficult, especially when we come to an age where we want our own space. That's what I have mentioned earlier. We shared one room with my mom, and having your own space is a little bit difficult from my situation. So every day for the past few days, I have been thinking it is so difficult. And the whole day, it becomes really difficult. Now, even if my situation suggests that it's a difficult thing, and if I'm going to think that it's difficult, it's going to make my day even more difficult. So how do I manifest is that even if my situation is difficult, I say, I can do this, I'll get through this, and it will happen. Mm. Even if it's difficult, but because early morning, I say, I can do this, early morning, this is just life, this is temporary, I can learn something from it. And then eventually you will get through it. Of course, at the end of the day, it gets tiring, right? But then it's different when you say in the morning it's difficult. And there's also a positive effect when you say in the morning, I can do this in a difficult situation. That's how I manifest.
I love that. It's the affirmations. I think you have the affirmations.
It's the, yes.
The morning affirmations. And
yes.
Affirmations. And I think the background, yes. Maki, like the chickens are also agreeing. I'm hearing all the chickens.
You're hearing them. There you go. They're here already. They're awake. Okay, there you go.
So chickens are agreeing. So for me, when it comes to manifestation, one practice that I love doing is whenever I do meditate, like I said earlier, I dedicate my time in the morning. During my meditation is my way of making it happen, like believing that I deserve, believing that this is the right for me. All the positive thoughts. And whenever I do my meditation, and on top of that, like I also sometimes do when I'm visualizing, when I'm in that state of like being in the moment, sometimes things will come up. And what I will do is I will get ready with my pen and paper. I always have my pen and paper. Even I'm meditating, I'll write down what came up to my mind. I think the more I write down, the more it becomes powerful that it will happen. It will come true. So I believe in journaling and writing it down more and more. Like that's how one practice I do in order for me to manifest things. I think a lot of people can, I mean, majority of people can do it. You just have to believe. You just have to do the practice that you believe that can help you. Like, for example, what Maki is doing, the affirmation, if that helps you doing morning affirmations, then definitely do it more. And that manifestation will come. So we can definitely talk about manifestation maybe in other Tea Time Tuesdays. I think a lot of people having is challenging for them to manifest things, but in reality, it's not really that difficult if you just believe that, you know, and you have that actions that you'll do.
And I also believe that this is very true. I think it's an underrated statement that we often hear since we were young. And the phrase goes like this, practice makes it perfect.
Mm.
I always take it for granted knowing that I was an athlete before and I have seen the results as an athlete. If you practice, you get good results.
Not just athlete, Maki, you're a beauty title holder. You're a beauty queen.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Like every time you go on beauty pageants and the more you do beauty pageants, the better you become at your craft. If you're going to apply this theory in manifestations, I think you will have 100% positive result. It's very difficult at the very beginning. I am having a hard time being consistent with journaling. But as long as I have the time and I have the energy, I will make sure to do the journaling. It's one of the things that I am practicing right now. And I am continuously practicing affirmation in the morning. I'm not perfect. There are some days that I say it's difficult. The chicken agrees again. So so yeah, it's really practice.
Yeah, it is. I believe in that too. So I love the conversation again, Maki. Every time we do our Tea Time Tuesdays, it's not just about our catch-ups. It's also like all these things, the very important things that and topics that we can discuss here on this session, especially this session, because we can just be like sharing our experiences and stories. I look forward to next month. Our next Tea Time Tuesdays for month of March, because I am going to run a marathon. And this is a challenge, one challenge and goal that I actually put on my things to do in life before I die is to do a marathon. So I'm doing a marathon in March. So that can be another conversation, how I feel and how is it like, you know, and also you being in Hawaii and your experiences in America. That also another topic that we can discuss. There's so much to talk about. And also the event that we're doing, by the way, for the Transgender Day of Visibility.
Yes.
For next month.
Yes, that one too. And I would like also to update everyone on my three words of the year or phrase of the year, because it's going to be the third month. And I cannot wait to share everyone about what I have been doing and what are the sacrifices that I have done just to keep prop. Not really a promise, but just to stay true to my words of the year, which helped me stay grounded, which is very fulfilling. For women like us, every time there is travel trips coming up, you know what to do. We want shopping and stuff like that. So, and now that it will be an experience that I'll be sharing to you while I was in Hawaii, then that's going to be another update.
It's not going to be difficult for you, Maki, because when I went to New York last year, like what you said, for us women, for especially us trans women, like we love shopping, we love doing this and that. But when I was in New York, I didn't even shop a lot. I just like bought a few stuffs that I really liked that I thought like, oh, this is, I could probably use it longer. And I stick to that. I was focused more on immersing myself, like in New York, for that. I was there for almost a month. So I was focus on immersing and experience instead of like buying stuff. So it's not going to be difficult for you, but although it might be challenging because this is your first time going to America.
Yes. So I can't wait to give you updates on that on March on our next Tea Time Tuesday.
Your keywords, your word of the years will help you that trip.
Yes. Yes. And it's very, very helpful. And I couldn't thank you enough for helping me, for showing me those words of the year or word of the year, because it really helped me grounded. So I hope our listeners and friends listening right now can also learn a thing or two from those things.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Maki, and I can't wait to talk to you again for our next Tea Time Tuesdays. Thank you so much for being here again. And thank you to all our listeners who is always tuning this conversation. We are here to share you our experiences and to be real, to be authentic. And I hope you're enjoying it. And Mackie, last words before we close the show.
Thank you guys for keep on listening and following us, especially Tiffany on her podcast and for also sharing your time with us. Thank you so much. And always remember that hashtag love knows no gender for this month of love.
Oh, yes. I love the hashtag. No, definitely no gender for love.
Yes.
We will also include in our show notes the My Trans or the Date app link of Instagram and Mackie's Instagram and my Instagram for you to follow us, because we're going to have the live streams every other Sundays. So for people to follow the conversation. And also we're going to have this on episodes if you don't have time to check the Instagram live during the live stream. So we're going to have it on our show. All right, Mackie, thank you so much. Much love to you. And
thank you.
See you next month on another Tea Time Tuesday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter, how much I appreciate your time for listening, how much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and healthy.
Join us again next Tuesday for the Breakfast with Tiffany show with Tiffany Rossdale.